Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, it's Adil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Henman and Mike Speck.
Here we go, another countdown this week for the Earshot 20. Thanks for tuning in and joining us. We have a really great show lined up for you. All kinds of great music, Stephen Karlik, but not the same host you're used to. Of course, no. You have me, the delicate flower of the operation, the one that
I
holds...
I wish that you'd stop referring to your flower like that.
The delicate... I am a delicate flower.
Sure, man.
And I am the glue, as Brian... You know, I do notice that Brian does make reference. I think he likes me more than he lets on, because he does make reference a lot when I'm not here to the fact that, oh, you know, hopefully the show doesn't go off the rails, because Anthony's the one who always does all the mechanical stuff. And,
yep.
And I'm just like, you know what? He's a good guy, after all.
Well, even like when he's not on air and just around the office, he's always just talking about you and talking about how much he misses
wonderful. You
and your smells
it's
and
wonderful.
All that. It's weird, but you know, we get by.
We had a moment last week too where he said something that reminded me that he's actually human. So I felt good about our whole show last week after that comment.
What did he say?
I can't remember.
You can't remember? You can't
no, go back
it.
And listen to it.
Oh, well, I don't really listen to the radio at all, man. I just...
Radio? What's radio?
I like to shout into a microphone. That's my hobby.
If you're just tuning in, it's the beginning of the program. So good for you. You're about to catch all of the program. I'm Anthony Edmond, and I'm joined in studio this week by Mike Specht. And as you heard in the intro, because the intro is new, it says Anthony Edmond and Mike Specht.
And I found out that's not like an effect that... you use that's your actual voice, like you're just putting on a voice doing that.
Yeah, I'm amazing.
Wow,
I'm pretty much amazing.
You should send in your resume to Pixar or your whatever.
I'll be the next voice of a cartoon. So we're gonna count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com, and Mike's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published weekly at earshot-online.com. You can find the national top 50 from where we take the top 20 as well as the top 30 charts from all the reporting stations across Canada. In addition, you can find specialty charts including jazz, folk, rock, roots, and blues, as well as reviews and interviews and loads more.
All kinds of good stuff you can find there. And look what I found. Our email address, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on the show, happy to do that for you. We'll give you a feature which includes playing something from your latest release and an interview. And another great reason to head over to our Facebook page is all the great contests that we do. Sappy Fest just concluded, and we gave away some tickets for that, some weekend passes, which was really great. And I hope that our winner, Megan Breen, had a great time, as well as everyone else who attended the festival. It was a beautiful weekend for it. But the contests don't end there. So I'm about to crack our next contest wide open.
Am I able to win it?
No, because you're an employee.
That's too bad.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
I'm going to put my name in the hat and we'll see what happens.
I arbitrarily make up the rules for every contest we do. Big news for you. If you are a fan of this show and if you are a fan of the music we play, well, you'll get to take in some of the artists live. We've teamed up with Pop Montreal to give you a full week's pass, day pass for each of the days running through the festival. All you got to do is head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and like and share the Facebook contest photo to win. And it's that easy. That's a big prize.
It's pretty neat. You know, someone's going to have a heck of a time
at
in
Pop Montreal.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I heard Oceaga was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Heard a lot of people had a lot of fun there. And I can only assume that based on that one festival that I've heard only four people tell me good things about, that Montreal puts on a hell of a time when it comes
to
music.
And yeah, it's just a wonderful city all around. So yeah, awesome. Good times.
And you were away, Mike. You got to take a little vacation time, go home, because yes. you're not from the East Coast. We don't hold that against you, but
no.
You got to go home to the wonderful province of Ontario. And
I got to go back to the best province, where the water tastes clean and you know, it doesn't rain every other day. So it was a good time. Went to the Way Home Music Festival, and I really had a great time going there.
Yeah. Any one particular act that you were really excited to see that blew you away? You really enjoyed?
Well, and you were saying some inflammatory things prior to us recording this about this artist, but Kendrick Lamar was just amazing. And you were just trying to get me all riled up before...
I was trying to get your goat, yeah.
...starting to go on air. But yeah, he was amazing. Just everything that I could have hoped for and more from him. He played with a live band, and the live band was outstanding as well. So that was great. But Modest Mouse was unbelievable. Neil Young, that's the second time I've seen him. And even though I don't really care too much for his new album, they just the way that they performed it live and did a lot of like impromptu solos, and they were just kind of jamming out the whole time. It was really amazing to see.
Awesome. All right. Well, there you have it. Lots of festivals still to come. And so you want to check it out, check it all out online. And of course, head on over to our Facebook page. Again, opportunity for you to win a day pass to each of the days of the Festival Pop Montreal, right through us and our friends over there at the festival. All right, a lot of dips, jumps, and drops on the charts this week. As we get into the countdown, there's been quite a bit of movement. Our number one stays the same for this week, but some albums are entering the charts from being below the top 20 last week. We talked about them in the lowdown, and now a couple making their way in. And so without further ado, we're going to turn it over to Mike. He's going to let you know your first three to kick off this hour of the Earshot 20.
Well, coming in at number 20, we're going to have The Good Lovelies with Watching TV. At number 19, No Joy with the track Rude Films. And following that at 18, Fountain with Landline.
All right. Hopefully you're not watching TV and you're listening to the show. Of course you are, because you're hearing us right now. Stick around. There's more on the way. Here's your number 20, The Good Lovelies. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19. Shot 20. Number 18.
Got it. bottle off to the publisher. Oh, misunderstood. Under the umbrella from the get-go, jump on the landline. Reorder taken from the basement phone. Under the umbrella from the get-go, jump on the landline. Reorder taken from the basement phone.
And you just heard at number 20, The Good Lovelies with Watchin' TV. After that, number 19, No Joy with the track Rude Films. And after that, coming in at number 18, Fountain with Landline.
Well, let's take a break from the charts now and head to the phone lines. Catch up with our friend from Exclaim Magazine, Stephen Karlick. He's in Toronto and he's got some music news for us. And Stephen, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program and to chat. It's a great feature. And I always think that if everybody got to listen to our pre-record banner, I think that would be just as entertaining, if not maybe more sometimes, than what we actually tell them about for music news. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm generally a very fun person.
This is true. This is true. I've experienced this in real life. You are a great person, so it makes total sense.
Nah.
All right. Well, we do have lots of music news to get into, so I don't want to draw it out any more than we have to. I'll get right into it, and we'll kick things off with a story about Dr. Dre, who's announced Compton, and soundtrack that is inspired by the new movie that has just been announced as well.
Yeah, this is actually an interesting and excited one. So about a week ago, Ice Cube said that Dr. Dre would be releasing an album on August 1st. Although that didn't happen, Dre has now formally announced the impending arrival of an album called Compton, a soundtrack by Dr. Dre. The album is inspired by the forthcoming NWA biopic Straight Outta Compton. Like you said, it is not directly a soundtrack, but inspired by it. It's out on August 7th through Aftermath and Interscope Records, and will be exclusive to iTunes and Apple Music online. It is available to pre-order. The album cover is at exclaim.ca with a track list, and it is jam-packed with guests including Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, Xzibit, Jill Scott, BJ the Chicago Kid, and a lot more. So some very exciting stuff, especially since, as fans of Dr. Dre well know, we've been waiting over a decade now, almost a decade and a half, for the follow-up to his 1999 album, 2001. And since then, he's been talking about an album called Detox. Dr. Dre has now come out and explained the reason for the delay on the latest episode of his Beats One radio show. He said, quote, "I didn't like it. It wasn't good. The record, it just wasn't good. I worked my ass off on it, and I don't think I did a good enough job." So apparently that album has been scrapped entirely. This is what is coming out in its place, and it will be out August 7th. Straight Outta Compton, the NWA-inspired film, will be in cinemas on August 14th. So very exciting stuff. I mean, we have been waiting a very long time for new music from Dr. Dre, and like I said, a lot of exciting guests.
And I'm sure fans of Dre are excited to see what this album is going to hold, and I've heard a lot of buzz about the movie as well. I'm not an overly huge fan of the style of music, but the trailer for the movie really did seem interesting. I do like biopics like that.
Well, NWA were incredibly important, especially, I mean, in music, but especially in the hip-hop world. And like I said, I mean, Detox was basically the Chinese Democracy of the hip-hop world. People were waiting forever. There kept being news about it saying it was coming this year, blah, blah, blah. So now that it's here, it's pretty exciting.
That's awesome stuff. All right, well, we'll watch for what comes next, and hopefully the album is as good as everybody wants it to be, and you can check out all that at exclaim.ca. We'll switch gears now and move to some sobering news. This has seemed to have shaken Toronto for sure, and probably better part of the country, that one of Toronto's great rappers has passed away.
Certainly one of of Toronto's best up-and-coming rappers. It was announced on August 1st that Shane Redway, known more popularly as Redway, was killed in a car crash on August 1st near Pearson International Airport. Champ Management said in a statement to Global, quote, "With a heavy heart and deepest regards, it's with great sadness to announce the sudden death of Toronto rapper Shane Redway. Redway was known for being a passionate artist who was always striving for greatness, pushing the boundaries of always believing in your visions and dreams, which led to the creation of The Boulevard. That stands for the Belief Leading Visions and Dreams. The family asks for privacy during this time of mourning." Apparently on August 1st, the MC's name was trending on Twitter in Canada. There's a donation page that's been set up to help pay for Redway's funeral. Apparently, according to a report on CP24, Redway was driving with two female passengers at around 4 a.m. when he lost control of the car, which hit a guardrail and caught on fire. Police Constable Kerry Schmidt said that the police are seeking witnesses and still don't know the cause of the accident. Redway was 26 years old, hailed from Mississauga, and his most recent mixtape was 2014's Years Ahead, which we called at the time, quote, a scorcher. So very sad news coming out of Toronto. Definitely you should check out his EP, Years Ahead. It's really, really good. People had high hopes for him, so very sad stuff.
Shame to lose someone that young and talented, but give everything he's got out there a listen. And if you have some extra money, you can help support his family in getting his funeral expenses paid for.
There you go.
All right, we've got one more story before we get back to the charts. Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly is now getting a vinyl press.
Yes, some happy news to wrap up the hour. It was our favorite album of the first half of 2015, if you read Exclaim's Top 27 of 2015 so far. It's To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick Lamar's masterful new album, and it's finally, as you said, coming out on vinyl. The record is, of course, out already, but it will arrive on Wax on October 2nd through Top Dog Entertainment. According to a listing on Fat Beats, the epic 79-minute album is spread across two black LPs. The 16-song track list appears to have been preserved in its original form, which is, of course, different from 2012's Good Kid, Mad City, on which the vinyl version switched up the track list and added some bonus cuts. You can find a pre-order link for the album at exclaim.ca, and you can watch his new, pretty exciting video for free, the second track from his new album. So all the details at exclaim.ca.
Yeah, check it out. Good stuff. All right, we are going to get back to the charts, and Stephen will get you to stick on the line to the second hour of the program. We'll have more music news then. Right now, Mike's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Coming in at number 17, we've got White Morning by Soul. After that, number 16, Push Pull by Purity Ring.
Empty shop bags are overflowing.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
It's the Earshot 20.
And you just heard Push Pull by Purity Ring at number 16. And prior to that, at 17, we had White Morning by Soul.
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Canada's national countdown show of the Earshot charts from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emin. Mike Specht is in studio with me. Brian is off this week. Haven't come up with where I think he is this week. I know... We had a really good one with the Q-tip convention. Perhaps it's just an extension of Q-tip and their brand, and now he's at the cotton swab convention.
I don't know.
It's
well, I know he's out west, and he claims that it's a business trip of some sort. I don't buy it.
Claims, yeah.
But I know he's a huge lover of EDM music. You know, he's always talking about rave life and all that. He came to work in Glow Sticks the other day, so talking about music festivals. I think he's out at the Shambhala Music Festival out in Nelson, BC.
That's sneaky.
Yeah. You know, snuck away to go have a good time. And, you know, he comes in all these rave outfits all the time, the big furry boots and all that stuff. He's really into it. So I think that's where he's at.
And the notebook he comes back with notes or just scribbles of something. Mm. Yeah, that seems plausible. He won't be finding anything about EDM on Instagram, though. You'll hear more about that in the second hour of the program, a news story Stephen and I talk about It's kind of silly.
We'll always getting to the big issues here on the Earshot 20.
I know, eh? I know. We keep it on point. All right, we've got some more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And Mike's going to let you know what's coming in at your number 15 spot.
And at number 15, we've got Daniel Romano, no relation to Ray, with the track Knowing That You're Mine. And after that, at 14, Buffy St. Marie. And that's no relation to Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Anyway, We Are Circling.
You were really big on the watching TV at the very beginning, right? And this is what it's all tied into our theme for
sure
the show.
Sure is. And those were terrible jokes. I'm sorry to anybody who had to listen to those, but I liked them.
Here you go, your number 15. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
First time that I saw her, I knew she. Since then, I haven't heard as I once did. The first time that I held her, I started crying, for I wanted that.
Number 14.
Create.
It's the Earshot 20.
And you just heard Buffy St. Marie with We Are Circling, and prior to that, Daniel Romano with Knowing That You're Mine.
Wouldn't you know it, we're pretty close to rounding out the first 10 of the top 20 here on the Earshot 20. And if you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Edmond. Mike Specht is in studio with me this week as Brian is out. And this happens pretty often near around this time because Brian's off at a lot of conventions or meetings or whatever he wants to call them, you know, quote unquote. And then I have work, which is legitimate because I got to make a paycheck, right? And he's off, you know, making a paycheck going to festivals.
Just partying overall, you know, he's just loves that rave life.
Yeah, I'm a tad envious, but you know, but we're still bringing you the charts, and we do this every week from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. Tell you a little bit more about that at the end of the program and where else you can find this great show. But before we do that, three more tracks to bring you, and we kick it all off with your number 13.
We've got White Reaper with BTK.
BTK, White Reaper, number 13, and your number 12 and 11. When we come back, it's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Yeah.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
Started small, a simple thought that there was something wrong. And if it's cold, I could set it right.
Helpless.
It's the Earshot 20.
And you just heard at number 11, I Mind by The Weather Station. At number 12, The Mess by Fist City. And before that, at number 13, BTK by White Reaper. And The Weather Station with I Mind.
Oh, did you mind? Do you mind?
I was just about to clarify. It's like he was in the process of mining something, you know, not like he
did. It's the past tense of mining.
Yeah. Okay. He's a miner.
All right.
Not like a under 16, but like, you know, he's a miner.
Yeah, I'm picking up
what you're saying. And he mined one time.
Okay, there we go.
You have to clarify it anymore? I can draw you a diagram.
No, it's great. Thank you. We have done the first 10 of the top 20. I'm Anthony Emmon. Mike Specht is in studio with me this week. Brian is out. We've determined that he's at some crazy EDM festival.
Yeah. He probably won't ever come back. Yeah.
Probably not.
No.
He's out there. He's enjoying life. Mm-hmm. But he is on the West Coast. We do know that for sure. We know the tracker that I planted in his bag before he left tells me that he has landed somewhere in Vancouver. So outside of that, I really don't know.
Yeah, I kind of hope he doesn't come back, because he's going to come back all West Coasty and be talking about like good vibes, man, and all this hippie stuff, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, we are
we love the West Coast.
We do really enjoy the West Coast. Although I've never been there, I think they're all great people. Although we have our own clothing line on the East Coast. Just saying, I don't know, is West Coast lifestyle a thing?
Well, they probably have their own like clothing brands. It's just it wouldn't be West Coast lifestyle.
Okay. All right, whatever.
maybe they would have West Coast is the best coast.
Do you hear that?
Spitballing here.
The sound of dials being shut off across the nation. We are going to take a break from the charts. When we come back, we'll have your top 10. Of course, this is the Earshot 20, and it is Canada's national countdown show, recorded every week out of St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, Local 107.3 FM. Recorded every week and debuted on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. We then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing the program. You can also find the program for download from radioforall.net, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. When we come back, the top 10, Stephen joins us again. We have the lowdown and more crap from Mike and I, from our brains, that makes absolutely no sense.
I think nothing but good vibes, man.
Yeah, okay. We've got to get you some food in the break. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.